It was rainy over the past weekend in Washington, but that didn't stop the line of people in front of the Smithsonian American Art Museum from getting any longer. These people were queuing up to participate in the Chinese New Year Family Festival in the museum. The fifth of its kind, the festival was jointly held by the Chinese Embassy in Washington and the museum. Artists from Sichuan Province and local artists in Washington joined hands and brought on site many forms of traditional Chinese art, the face-changing art of Sichuan opera, folk dances, acrobatics, paper cutting, Chinese calligraphy, and so on. Waves of applause and laughter mixed with the sound of music filled the gallery. The climax happened when kids and parents applauded and screamed at the Batman face showed by Sichuan opera face-changing artists. Donald Lehorn is a U.S. federal government officer. He brought his wife and four kids with him to the festival. His two daughters study at Washington Yiying Public Charter School, the first public primary school in Washington that provides a Chinese immersion education. Lehorn said he had a good time at the festival and hopes that there will be more of this kind in Washington so that his children will have more opportunities to learn about China.
Kids seem to be very engaged and they seem to be enjoying themselves as well. So I think next week will be the parade, the New Year parade, so we're looking forward to participating in the New Year parade this year. And so we're looking forward to it.
Jesse Austin, a junior studying political science at the University of New Hampshire, is now interning for a U.S. federal agency in Washington. He said he has always been interested in the Chinese Lunar New Year. He was excited to have discovered an online advertisement for the event in the American Art Museum and decided to check it out. He spent some time in the calligraphy section at the event and had his Chinese name written by calligraphy artists with Chinese writing brushes, ink, and red paper.
It's really awesome because I unfortunately never got to learn how to do Chinese, but someone got to show me how to do my name, and it's just very intricate, and I love it. It's just so much detail gets put into it, and that's why I appreciate it so much. And I've always been really intrigued by the Lunar New Year Festival because I feel like it's so much energy. Everyone's just really excited. I loved everything it stands for, you know, just like welcoming in the new year, all the good blessings, good wishes for friends and family.
The Chinese Embassy in Washington, together with local theaters and culture centers, has already set up a series of programs to bring Chinese puppet shows, folk music concerts, and other cultural forms to residents in D.C., all of which will unfold in the coming week. In that sense, the Chinese New Year Family Festival in American Art Museum is just the beginning of celebrations of the Year of the Dog in the U.S. Capitol. For CRI, this is Liu Kun reporting from Washington.